Log Talk Radio.
Talking about the signs of the times, the perilous times on this morning. Amen. My devotional scripture is coming from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. The scripture reads, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a fall away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that which worship, so that he is God, sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We magnify you. We glorify your mighty name, Father, that we may, Father, continue in your word, and that we may continue in your faith, Father, that we will not give heed, Father, to all of these unhealthy doctrines that flying through the air. Oh, God, we just thank you. We just pray that you will continue to have us, Father, as your disciples, your learners, Father, that we are continuing learning your word, learning your truth. Oh, God, we just thank you. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to focus on the character of the times of this morning. Amen. So I'm going to go to 2 Timothy. Amen. I'm a little bit late on this morning, but the word still going to go forth. Amen. I'm in 2 Timothy, amen, chapter 3. Amen. We're just talking about the last times, amen. We call them perilous times, which is troubled times. Amen. The scripture reads as following in verse 1. It says in chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self." Amen. Lovers of their own self. They're going to be digging flesh. Flesh is going to be the new it. Amen. They're going to dig flesh. They're going to feed the flesh. And they're not going to do anything for God, but they're going to feed the flesh. They're going to have the desire to be rich. they're going to have the Zion, amen, like Aleister Crowley says, do what thou wilt, amen, hallelujah. Oh, God, they're going to say they're going to be covetous. Oh, God, covetous. They going to not only want their property, but they're going to want everybody else's property. They're going to be boastful. Amen. What are they going to be boastful about? Self. Oh, God, hallelujah. They're going to be proud. Amen. Yeah. The Bible always say, church, before Christ come, a fall going to come. Amen. And it's definitely a fall going to come to the church. Amen. They're going to be blasphemers. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Why are they going to be blasphemers? Because they're going to be feeding their flesh. Amen. Oh, God. You're a blasphemer when you're not obeying the word of God. Amen. When you're not obeying the word of God, you blaspheme God's holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Disobedient to parents. Hallelujah. We already know that this is occurring right now today. Amen. Unthankful. Who is it that is thankful for anything these days? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. If they're thankful for anything, amen, it'll be how much they have gained in this world. Amen. Oh, God. They ain't thankful for what God done for them. They thankful for what for the purchase they received. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. They are going to be unholy. Just unholy. This is an unholy world. This is an unholy church. Hallelujah. And because of it, all of us gonna suffer. Oh, God. In Jesus' mighty name. The scripture say in verse 3, they gonna save it without natural affection. Oh, God. They're going to be so twisted up in this seat. They're not going to have the ability to show the true affection in which God has instilled in them. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, Jesus' mighty name, truth breakers. We know they already liars, false accusers. Oh, God, hallelujah, incontinent. Oh, God, they without restraint dwell in lasciviousness, amen, without the ability to hold themselves back, oh, God, from their wicked desires. Oh, God, and they do have wicked desires. Yes, Lord. God, despiser of those that are good, hallelujah. If you're doing the right thing, they're going to hate you for doing the right thing. Even the Antichrist, amen, in which the Bible says in Daniel, amen, that he's going to change laws, amen. Can I get a witness here? He's going to change laws and times, amen. Why? So that he can go against the very people who are professing God in their lives, amen. And he's going to refuse the natural use of a woman, amen. We know what that's all about, amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, in Jesus' name, it's going to be traitors, verse 4 says it's going to be traitors, heavy people, high-minded people, only thinking about self and how to please self and what to please self by walking on the souls of others. Hallelujah. Oh God, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. He said they're going to be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. How many people you know like that today? Amen. They don't love God, but they sure love the pleasures of this world. Amen. The Bible tells us to leave this world. Amen. Leave the goods of this world. Amen. To pick up our cross daily. He's talking about a sacrifice, church. Do you know what a sacrifice is? Oh, God, I'm talking about a living sacrifice. You have to give this flesh up. Give the desires of this flesh up, amen, and start to please God and please what he has for you to do. Oh, God, he don't have for you to dwell in greed. He don't have for you to preach a greedy doctrine, amen. He ain't tell you to do all of that. He didn't tell you to run over people just to get what you desire. Hallelujah. God told you to be obedient to his word, to listen, amen, to healthy doctrine, sound doctrine. But you're listening to all of this get-rich doctrine and just prosperity stupidness. And because of it, many of you are going to fall. Hallelujah. Many of you are going to fall by the wayside. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says they, amen, they're going to have a fall of godliness. Gonna get a witness here. I said they're gonna have a fall of godliness. Amen. But they're gonna deny the dunamis thereof. From such turn away from. He said, turn away from the actors. Turn away from the proclaimers and ain't doing God's word. He said, turn away from the hypocrites. Can I get a witness here? Those who want to play like Christian, but in the inside, I said in the inside, they're ravishing wolves. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Why? Because these people in verse 6, for of the sort of they which creep in the houses, lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. Silly women. Women that seek out the stories. Fables, amen, rather than the truth. They have become burdened down with sin. They're going to be led captive by these people, these actors. Can I get a witness here? These hypocrites who have an image looking like they are Christians. But inside, amen, I said inside, if you have a discerning spirit today, inside the Bible said, test every spirit, amen. Whether that spirit be in the faith or not, we need to test it. Send them through a trial, amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God. These silly women gonna fall for the okey-doke, amen. And go after these wannabe Christians, amen, these wannabe preachers, these wannabe teachers, amen, and they're going to go after these fables, these false words, these false doctrine, the doctrine, amen, of demons, amen, hallelujah, the doctrine of demons, amen. Ooh, God, which is the doctrine of prosperity. Hallelujah. Ooh, God. Hallelujah. Ooh, God. Verse 7 say they're going to be ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, the science of the truth. Amen. They're not going to be able to find this out. The truth, the real truth. The Bible said that thy word is truth. Amen. You want to know truth. Amen. Truth is not in the school. Amen. Truth is not in the neighbor. Truth is not in the church. Truth is not in the preacher. Truth is in the word of God. Hallelujah. I said truth, God, is in the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, God. But you can believe what you want to believe. I come by to let you know. Amen. Seek God in all of his presence. Amen. And his presence, church, amen, will make you free. Ooh, God. I'm telling you this night, amen, this morning, that you may be able to understand what truth really is. Amen. Well, let me end with this scripture. I'm in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting at verse 1. The scripture said, but the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write to you. The times and the seasons, the chronos, amen, hallelujah. And the carols, amen. Amen. You ought to know what these are, amen. Can I get a witness here? The church ought to know what's going on with this. Amen. He said, for yourself know perfectly the day of the Lord is coming. You know it's coming. As a thief in the night, meaning that you don't know what time is coming. Amen. A word, hey, hallelujah. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, with peace and safety, he's talking about the peace treaty. Amen. That the Antichrist is going to make. Hallelujah. This is going to be the end. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, but ye brethren, he's talking to the Christian, ye brethren are not in darkness. We are not in darkness. We know the truth. We follow God's word. He said that the day should overtake you as a thief. These days should not overtake you as a thief, because you ought to be studying the word, looking for the signs, understanding them in their season and in their times. Oh, God, hallelujah. He said, therefore, let us not sleep as others, amen, but let us watch. We need to start observing what's going on, church. Watch and be sober, clear-minded, not full of alcohol, not full of drugs, but clear-minded, not full of false doctrine, full of all these false demons. Hallelujah. We need to be having a clear mind, ready, when the times and the seasons stand forth. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we need to be ready. Oh, God, get ready. Whenever you see, we are talking about a season. The word season is talking about an opportunity. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to have that opportunity in the right time to be able to understand whether or not we're saved or not. So when God comes back, we'll be ready no matter the circumstances, situation happening in this world or in our life, that we may be able to go. To go to heaven with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm talking about perilous times, troubled times, dangerous times today, amen. Why are there dangerous times? Because people are not looking, not watching, not observing the signs. Oh, God. Signs was made for observation. We need to observe and understand, church, what our God is allowing to happen in this world because of the disobedience of man and God's own church is a disgrace, an abomination. Hallelujah.